Another edition of Behind Bonaventure. Chris Russell here, sitting down with C.J. Pierce, Bonnie's Athletic Fund Coordinator. BAF is something that most Bonnie's fans, alums, even family and friends are familiar with. C.J., thanks for giving us some time today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to do this and looking forward to it.
We want to talk about the annual Athletics Day of Giving. And Gary and I were kind of kidding that it's April 16th, of course, the day after everybody pays their taxes. But it's a talk about it, because it's like a one day fundraising initiative. It's almost, I don't want to use the word telethon, but it's a big push for fundraising in that one day.
Yeah, it's a critical day for us. It's, you know, arguably our most important day of fundraising within the athletics department, because it's geared more towards our team specific. The BAF money goes towards it can be used towards scholarships, but it's mostly used towards operational needs, whether it's travel, equipment, gear, new technology, whatever that team may need. That's what this day is designed to do, is to help drive that money so they can, you know, do whatever they need to enhance their programs and, you know, take that next step.
There's a lot of folks I know at bigger universities. They think there's a printing press. The university just has, you know, unlimited money, and especially in this era of NIL and the money that's set aside to fund different athletic programs. But there really is, and probably always will be, a need for alums or even folks that are just fans to be able to support the athletic programs.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially our fans. We need them on Giving Day just as much as we need our alumni, our parents. It's everybody. We need a full team effort on Giving Day. You know, we don't just track dollar amounts when we're fundraising on Giving Day. We're tracking donors, unique donors, new donors. It's a full team effort, right down to our student athletes. We ask our student athletes to support the day. We ask our coaches. You know, the university is always really supportive to us. It's a team effort, to, you know, as it should be as on an athletics Giving Day.
Sure. And of course, we all know we're not going to, you know, beat around the bush. Men's basketball drives the athletic programs here at the university. The revenue from the men's program can help other sports. But saying that, CJ, it is imperative that the other sports get that support as well.
Yeah, and I mean, really, our day of giving is their time to shine. You know, it's their time to really, you know, engage their alumni, engage their parents, their student athletes. And bring them all together to drive as much money towards their programs as we need. As basketball is absolutely included and just as important on that day, but it's our time for our Olympic sports, all of our other sports, to shine and to really you know, bring us home and set themselves up for success, not just for the rest of that school year, but for the future. You're really fundraising for your next year and your next year needs. So this is really just a it gets things started, gets the ball rolling for next year.
Now, CJ has come over to St. Bonaventure in the last couple of years. Before that, you held quite a few positions with the YMCA of the Twin Tiers. So having those different positions with the Y and interacting with people, that gave you a really good background as the Bonnie's Athletic Fund Coordinator, because you got to do that outreach so much, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I started at the Y fresh out of college, just started as a part-time sports department worker and just worked my way up. And then my last 2.5 years or 3 years or so there, I spent as executive director at the YMCA, which, you know, really helped me grow my relationships into the community. Beyond the community, though, you know, I've sat on boards and committees for the Project Play Western New York, the Ralph Wilson Foundation. So it's really helped me grow, professionally, but it really translated well when I stepped over here into this role.
You folks can go online to GoBonnies.com and find out about, the Bonnie's Athletic Fund and other ways to support Bonnie's as well. There is a newsletter that would go out. And of course we'd be mentioning it during our athletic, contest too, about the Bonnie's Athletic Fund. So a lot of folks have heard about it, but trying to get more information about it, besides GoBonnies.com, what can folks learn about the Bonnie's Athletic Fund?
Yeah, I mean, you can always go to our social medias. We have our special social media pages about the Bonnie's Athletic Fund. It's at GoBonniesBAF on Facebook, on X, and we're actually working on an Instagram page for it as well right now. just to drive engagement. That's where you're going to see the most up-to-date, readily available information. We do have an BAF newsletter that goes out. This year we tried to do it monthly. I think we're going to go back just based off of some feedback we've had on our quarterly BAF mm-hmm. calls. We're going to go back to a quarterly newsletter that just updates everybody on all the things athletic department, not just the athletic fund, but obviously the athletic fund's going to be highlighted in there. I'm always available for a Zoom call. Jump in. I'll talk to anybody. Love engaging with alumni, fans, talking to them a little bit about the athletic fund mm-hmm. And what it's used for and how critical it is to our athletic department. Like I mentioned just a little bit ago, to our Zoom calls. That's probably where you're going to get to hear and see a little bit more from beyond just me and hearing what I have to say.
Sure.
Those Zoom calls, we have athletic director Bob Retta hops on them every quarter for us. We have two new coaches that hop on every call to give updates on their programs, talk about their fundraising needs and efforts. So lots of ways to stay connected to the Bonnie's Athletic Fund.
And, of course, sitting down with C.J. Pierce, Bonnie's Athletic Fund Coordinator, coming up on the 24th is University Giving Day, Bonnie Giving Day. Talk to us, CJ, about the difference between that and the annual Athletics Giving Day.
Yeah, so they're very different. So I recently had just taken over as the interim director of annual giving, as well as my duties as the BAF coordinator. Mm. So I'm managing both giving days right now, and we're in full swing with the Bona Giving Day. So the Bona Giving Day supports the Bonaventure Fund, which is a general operating fund for the university. It's used in so many different ways. It can be used for enhancements on campus, the dorms. It can be used for scholarships. It can be used in many different ways, but it's a critical fund. It's money in, money out every year. That money is used and raised, or it's raised and used throughout the year, every year. So that day of giving, just like Athletics Giving Day, is critical to the university to help raise our $3.1 million goal.
And for folks that are listening too, the goal, as you said, $3.1 million. And overall, yeah, it goes athletic programs, facilities, I would imagine. Does it go to facilities
as
well?
Yeah, it can be used, whether it's an enhancement on campus, if we want to, add a bench here, or add a, fix some sidewalks. The Bonaventure Fund is used in so many different ways. It would be hard for me to describe all the different ways that it can be used. Mm-hmm. It's an unrestricted fund, mm-hmm. So it does give us that ability to use it how we need to.
And again, as we talked about earlier, CJ, folks think a university, has a printing press. They just have unlimited funds. A school the size of St. Bonaventure, which amazes me that we have the number of D1 athletic programs that we have anyway.
Absolutely.
For a school this size. But we're not talking about dire straits as far as money goes or raising revenue, but it always helps.
Oh yeah, it's that $3.1 million. Like I said earlier, it's money in, money out. We're using that money every year to maintain this campus and to grow this campus, to enhancements. It's money in, money out. It's critical, mm-hmm. And it's tough because every year we're rolling in, we're starting at zero, mm-hmm. And we've got to raise that money again. And again and again. This is why we need everybody. Everyone, again, needs to be involved. Friends of Bonaventure, families, parents, legacy parents. As much as athletics is team-oriented, the Bonaventure Fund and Bona Giving Day is the exact same way. It is a full team effort. We engage deans, faculty, staff. Everybody's involved on Bona Giving Day in one way, shape, or form.
We talked about how folks can get information on the annual Athletics Day giving. How can they get more information on Bona Giving Day?
Yeah, so Bona Giving Day, you can get the information through any of the SBU socials on Facebook, X, Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think they're even doing some stuff on TikTok now.
Wow.
In today's day and age. So all the information's there. Our website is up to date with save the date information for Bona Giving Day. Bona Giving Day is also open right now for early giving, mm-hmm. So people can go on, make an early gift up until noon the day after Bona Giving Day. We'll be accepting gifts. But really, we just need help spreading the message.
Sure.
And spreading the importance and the content of Bona Giving Day. So on our giving platform, our website, there's you have the ability to become an advocate, mm-hmm. Which you'll also be able to do on Athletics Giving Day as well. But essentially, you're a social media advocate. By becoming an advocate, you're sharing our links, our content on all of our platforms and giving them out to your constituent, your friends, family, you know, people that lived on your dorm, floor, whatever it may be, just getting the message out there. And that's where we really need everyone's support now. And then obviously, we'll need your support on the day of, with
help in a variety of ways. There's a variety of ways that everybody can assist, including the reach through social media, yes. that especially students, have, maybe not so much us old guys, but the students certainly have, as well. It's been a pleasure to sit down with CJ Pierce, Sebonis Athletic Fund Coordinator. CJ, thanks for your time. Thanks for that you do as well. This is very important. Again, a lot of folks might not realize just how important, and it's not easy either to fundraise, is it?
No, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. But man, we're surrounded with a great development team within the athletic department. And we have a great development team within the university construct as well. We're very fortunate, the team that we have in both areas.